This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. Today's edition of the Trade Setup podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. What we are looking at as far as the Indian markets are concerned is a very mixed set of cues. Indian markets have been extremely resilient despite the sell-off seen in equity markets worldwide. In fact, yesterday was a day where another example of very strong buying on dips were seen as far as the Indian markets were concerned, with the Bank Nifty clearly seeing inherent strength. Today, however, if you're looking at the global market trends, the S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, as well as the Nasdaq, all three of them ended lower for the session. In fact, the Nasdaq ended down over 1% and closed at the lowest level since 2 years. The decline was led by the semiconductor stocks, and most of the fall as far as the US markets were also driven by commentary from JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, where he did mention in an interview that the US is likely to fall into a recession over the next 6 to 9 months. In fact, he has said that the S&P 500 could fall another 20% depending on whether the Fed rate hike depends on a hard or soft landing. European markets too took cues from the US markets, and European markets too ended lower for the session. When you're talking about gold prices, a significant decline seen there as well, down almost 2%. Oil prices too, fortunately, as far as macro headwinds are concerned, oil prices, despite the kind of cuts that OPEC has decided upon, WTI futures down almost 2%, and Brent futures too fell down over 2% to closer to the $96 a barrel mark. Asian markets, remember, yesterday a lot of Asian markets were closed. Today, most of the Asian markets are once again trading, and Japan and South Korea have resumed trading after the Monday holiday. Both indices, however, are trading with cuts of over 2%, leading to quite a bit of a significant decline as far as the Asian market cues are concerned for the Indian indices. SGX Nifty hovering near the flat line, however, is indicating that Indian markets too are open, likely to open on a gap down basis. Indian markets today, however, will be focusing on Q2 earnings season. Yesterday, we saw the results of IT major TCS. The results were quite encouraging, and Infosys too will be in focus on the back of the fact that the company has announced a buyback. Some amount of support is expected to be given to the Indian markets from the encouraging results and news flow coming in as far as the IT package is concerned. The FII sell figure continued, but was matched in abundance by the DII buying figure.